Last Saturday night, Dillard McIntosh was telling everyone at the get-together out at the Barnwell's farm how he had dreamed for years about taking a trip to Alaska. He was quite dramatic describing the vast wilderness areas in Alaska, hardly touched by man. Dillard got excited talking about huge grizzly bears that they could watch catching salmon along the icy cold rivers in Alaska. He talked about the great adventure of staying in a log cabin without electricity or modern conveniences, just like the pioneers did. Dillard got even more excited talking about what it would be like going to town once a week by dog sled. He stopped for a second, looked at his wife Molly and said, "Honey, if I decided we were going to move there permanently and live like true pioneers, what would you miss the most?" Everyone in the room was quiet, waiting for Molly's answer. Molly sighed, looked longingly at her husband Dillard, and said, "You?" Needless to say, the room filled with laughter. When the laughter quieted down, Molly said, "Dillard, a few days of such adventure might be fine, but we must remember, God doesn't mind us having periods of rest and relaxation, but as believers in Jesus Christ as Lord, we are not to avoid the world, but to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. The greatest adventure we can have is serving the Lord and proclaiming His word." Dillard looked at Molly and said, "The Israelites wandered for 40 years. I have to believe if Molly had been with them, she would have had them back on the right track in no time at all." Everyone smiled, and then they started to sing, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. How about you?" Are you looking for an escape or a way to serve the Lord? Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance for you to serve the Lord." In Matthew 6:19-21, we read, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Remember, as the Bible makes clear, only what's done for Christ will last.